If you have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to Colossians chapter 2. I want to talk to you this evening about the shadow and the body. And we'll read two scriptures here and then just lay the foundation, and we'll come back and talk about this. In Colossians chapter 2, looking at verses 16 and 17, it says, "Let no man therefore judge you in food or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." Let's just remember that. The body is Christ. And then turn with me to Hebrews chapter 8, and let's look at verses 3 through 5 in Hebrews chapter 8, beginning with verse 3. "For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore is it of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, seeing that there are priests who offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, he said, that you make all things according to the pattern shown you in the mountain." Then turn to Hebrews chapter 10, and let's look at verse 1. Hebrews 10 and verse 1. "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. For then they would not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again of sin every year." Now, with those things in mind, I want us to just do a little contrast here between the shadow and the body. If you want to call it substance, that's fine. But first off, to get established that a shadow is not a reproduction. I'm assuming that everyone in here has seen a shadow. But the shadow did not look like the real. It's not an exact representation. As a matter of fact, a shadow does not reveal detail. It just gives you a general object. A shadow is actually a notification of something that's real, of the body or of the substance. Now, with those things in mind, the law of Moses, was a shadow. It was never ordained to be the final governing factor for man. That was not what it was ordained for. It was a shadow saying a body is coming. You with me? But if you study the law, you'll find that it does not give you the full detail and description of the body. That's why the Jews were so tripped up when Jesus came as the Messiah, because they weren't expecting the Messiah to come in that manner. Although the law had said many things through the law and the prophets, many things were said pointing to. It was casting a shadow, but it didn't give the detail. And so those who were interpreting misinterpreted the law, which is what people are still doing today, misinterpreting. The law was a shadow, Christ is the body. Now, I compare the law of Moses to religion today. And it doesn't matter what the denomination is, okay, we're not picking on any. All of them are in the same boat from this perspective. They're only a shadow. They're only a shadow. They're not the substance. They are not the real. Christ is the body. Religion is not. Religion is a form. But it is not the body. Religion actually gives a very vague image of Christ. If you really stop and think about it. I was thinking this afternoon that religion is it's like an abstract. You've seen abstract art. Well, abstract art leaves it up to you to interpret. And so often that's the way religion is. It's giving such a vague representation of Christ that you're trying to fill in the gaps, and that's why there's so much misrepresentation of the body of Christ. And what's interesting is people are more intrigued with the shadow than they are with the body. I know when I was a kid, shadows intrigued me. Because you see the shadow coming, it looked like one thing. But when you saw the person casting the shadow, it didn't look nothing like the person. Well, religion does not look anything like the Lord Jesus Christ. The shadow is not the body. We need to get that thing established, because too many people are embracing form and not embracing reality. The form of religion is just the shadow of Christ. Christ is the real. Jesus is the real. And I trust you follow all that. But here's the thing. The body has to be experienced. I mean, you can look at the shadow and you can talk about the shadow and you can get all engrossed in the shadow. But it never takes you into the reality of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can only be known by experience. Religion can talk all they want to about Jesus. They can preach you a million sermons about Jesus. But until you experience Jesus, you'll never know Him. You'll never know Him. You're only getting some vague understanding of Him. The shadow is so inadequate when it comes to really understanding who Jesus is. And it represents the law, shadows the law, religion. But I'm going to tell you this, if you ever experience Jesus Christ, that shadow will lose its intrigue. Once you get to know the real, you're not interested in all the other stuff. You know, it's like the woman of Samaria. There at the well in John 4. She has this experience with Jesus. And she goes and tells people about her experience. Is this not the Messiah? And some believed because of her experience. But then when others came and contact with Jesus and experienced Him, they said to the woman, we're not believing because of what you said. But if I can say it this way, we are believing because of the experience that we've had with Him. I think of the many years that I was in church and all I ever really saw was a shadow. You understand? I mean, you get engrossed in the shadow, you talk about the shadow, and you think you know Jesus. But when I had an experience with Jesus, I found out I didn't know Jesus. I knew about Him from opinions of men, from what other people portrayed Him as. But I'm going to tell you, when you have an encounter with the Lord, it's absolutely life-changing. Now, I could go on and talk about this, but I think you're getting the picture here. Now, I want to talk about the temple of the Old Testament, the tabernacle of the Old Testament. Later on, we find that, you know, Solomon's temple, then when Jesus came to earth, it was Herod's temple at that time. The temple was a shadow. The tabernacle was a shadow. Remember what God said to Moses. Do not deviate from the pattern. When you were in the mount, I showed you the pattern. Now, our bodies are called the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? Physical. But then the body of Christ is not physical. It's a spiritual body. The tabernacle is pointing to the spiritual. Solomon's temple is pointing to the spiritual. Magnificent. Unsurpassed in beauty. But Jesus said, a greater than Solomon's here. You understand? Yeah, I've been just been sitting there thinking about this. There's so much we do not know about the Spirit. There's another dimension that God's wanting to take us into that we're not walking in. And the natural is just the shadow. There's something real. But I want you to think about this. Once you hit the real, once you get to the Spirit doesn't cast a shadow, does it? And so once you get into the Spirit and you get into the reality of it, the shadow goes away. It's no longer needed. You see what I'm saying? And so the Lord is wanting to get us into that realm of the Spirit to where He is once again represented on earth. See, that's been his idea from the beginning with Adam, was to be a representation of God. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. So humanity was to be a representation of God. We know that didn't work out, not because of God, but because of man. And then God chose Abraham to produce a nation, the nation of Israel, ultimately Jacob, Israel. And so God chose that one nation to represent Him on earth. But we know that they failed in representation because they were caught up in the natural, not in the Spirit. All the way through the Scriptures, you can see this. The natural being the shadow. This is what it's supposed to be. But it failed. It never gave the true representation. It never gave the true illustration, the detail of who God is and how God is. You know, my understanding of God growing up in church was absolutely distorted. I had Him pictured as some villain, big, you know, bully or tyrant, whatever. But He's nothing like that at all. But once the Spirit of God started revealing God, I saw something totally different than what shadow was saying to me. You with me? Now I'm thankful for the shadow that got my attention. But just because something gets your attention doesn't mean you stay there. It's just pointing. is pointing. The tabernacle is pointing to the temple of God, which is, Peter calls us, lively stones. We're members. Each one of us is a stone in the temple of God. God is inhabiting a spiritual people. We're a chosen people, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, all these things. All that is spiritual. That's experience. That comes by revelation. So our problem is that without the Holy Spirit revealing, people never see the body. They only see the shadow. Religion has cast a shadow. People professing Christians are just casting a shadow. God's wanting us to get the light so bright, the shadow goes away and they see the real. Have you ever read in James where it talks about the Father of light? Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Have you ever thought about this? God doesn't cast a shadow. Where there is brilliant light all around, there's no shadow. The church, as we know it, has cast a shadow because the light has been dim. And He's telling us to let our light shine to where it's not a shadow that we are revealing to people, but we're showing them the true body of Christ. This is what Jesus looks like. And see, this is what Jesus told Philip. You see me, you've seen the Father. This is what Father God looks like. But people immediately go to physical form. Jesus wasn't talking about physical form. This is how He acts. This is how He talks. This is how He thinks. But the church has not been presenting that to the world. We've not been presenting how Jesus thinks, talks, and acts. Because the light's been dim. And so they have a distorted view of Jesus. And to get the distortion away, we're going to have to become more knowledgeable of who we're representing. To the point that we get out of the way and let Him live through us. Galatians 2:20. Let Him live through us. I was pondering on this thing. You know, in the Old Testament, they went to the tabernacle. They went to where the presence of God was or was supposed to be. Are you with me? Today, people go to what they call church. What are they doing? They're supposedly going to see God, to get in the presence of God. But with the real temple of God, God's presence is in us. You follow me? You think about that Old Testament tabernacle, God's presence was behind the veil. And the only person that could get into the presence of God was a high priest, and only once a year. Well, Jesus took care of that. That was just a shadow. What did He do? He removed the veil. He went into the presence of God and He's made it available to where we're one with Him, to where we can actually live in the presence of God. We can live in the real and not concern ourselves with the shadow. Does any of this make sense? Okay. So God's wanting us to move from the intrigue of the shadow to where we get so intrigued with the body that the shadow doesn't matter anymore. What matters now is Jesus. And everything revolves around Jesus Christ. Everything. All things that pertain to life and godliness are in Jesus. The only way to get into the presence of the Father is through Jesus. Eternal life comes as a result of Jesus. The Holy Spirit. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit. He baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. And so we need to keep our emphasis on Jesus. And interesting, much of the religious world don't want to use the name Jesus. We'd rather use God or Christ or Him rather than to get personal with Jesus. But let me tell you this, that's the name that every knee bows to, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so why not learn who He is now? Why not bow to Him now? Why not allow Him to live through us now? We're wanting to live with Him eternally, but we're not wanting to let Him live through us. Still thinking naturally, not thinking spiritually. Well, how does He live through us? Through your mind. And when you get your thinking right, your emotions will be right, and your will be right. Pretty basic. That's why it's so important that we get ourselves indoctrinated in the truth of the Word of God and in the truth of the Holy Spirit, to where we can say, like Jesus said to Philip, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. That's what He's looking for. He's not wanting shadow. He's wanting substance, to where people see Jesus. Amen? They don't see Jesus in the shadow. They see Him in the body. And we are the body of Christ. We are the temple of God. We are the church. It's not buildings, but it's people that make up the body. Amen? That's the message. It's not long. It's just something to provoke us to think and to realize that going through the motions is not going to get it. Playing church is not going to get it. Jesus says, I came in you to live through you. Let Me live. Get the cover off of the light. And let your light shine. And the people will see your good deeds and glorify the Father. That's what's supposed to be going on through the church today. That they'll have to see the substance, the body, not the shadow. Amen? Okay. I come to you in the name of Jesus and just give thanks to you for your goodness, for your Holy Spirit, for the Word of God. And really, when I stop and think about it, it's sort of mind-boggling that you would choose us to represent you. What an awesome responsibility, yet what a privilege that you would select us to represent you. And I ask that you give this body, all of us, the wisdom and understanding to represent you well. That we stop casting shadows and we start revealing the true body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank you for blessing us. Amen. Lifts His countenance up upon. Have you ever thought about that? When He lifts His countenance up. In other words, it's like when I think of that, I think of Moses on Sinai. He gets in the presence of God, God's countenance on him, and he comes down glowing. You understand? I mean, it has a dramatic effect on him, and God does that for us. So, Lord, I thank you that you bless us indeed in every way. You keep us from evil so that we don't cause pain. You bless us, keep us, lift up your countenance on us, make your face to shine on you, you're gracious unto us. We're privileged. for purpose. So we go out and represent the Lord this week. Amen? By allowing Him to infiltrate our thinking, so our talking and actions will be right. Okay? So have a great week.